EPC ratings for 1930s and 1950s semis, what to expect and how to improve. The baseline, what do these houses actually score? A typical unimproved 1930s or 1950s semi, cavity walls with no insulation, replacement double glazing, a gas combi boiler fitted within the last 15 years, partial loft insulation, will generally achieve a D rating. Most land in the 52 to 62 SAP point range, the lower half of band D. Properties at the lower end, particularly those with no loft insulation, older boilers, or significant remaining single glazing, can slip into band E. That matters because band E is the current legal minimum for rental properties, and a property sitting at 39 to 45 SAP points is close to the F threshold where letting becomes illegal. Properties that have had cavity wall insulation installed, a new condensing boiler, full LED lighting, and 270mm of loft insulation will typically score mid to upper D, sometimes crossing into C, though that usually requires at least one further measure such as solar panels. Two properties, different outcomes. The contrast between two similar-looking semis in different states of improvement illustrates how much the rating can vary within the same property type. The first is a 1938 bay-fronted semi in Royston, Hertfordshire, three bedrooms, gas combi boiler replaced in 2019, UPVC double glazing throughout, but no cavity wall insulation and only 100mm of loft insulation. The EPC comes back at D57. The assessor's recommended measures, cavity wall insulation, estimated improvement, plus 6 SAP points, loft insulation top up to 270mm, plus 4 points, and solar PV on the south-facing rear roof, plus 8 points. Combined, those three measures would push the property to C75. The second is a 1952 semi in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire, similar size, similar boiler age, but cavity wall insulation was installed under the old CERT scheme in 2011, loft insulation is at 270mm, and the previous owner added a 2.5 kWp solar array. That property scores C72 on current assessment. Visually, you would not distinguish it from the Royston house driving past. The gap between D57 and C72 is almost entirely explained by three measures that cost under £5,000 combined at today's prices, and in the Huntingdon case, the insulation was done for free. Why these houses score lower than they should? The SAP methodology treats several common features of interwar and postwar semis harshly, and for good reason. Cavity wall construction without insulation, houses built between roughly 1920 and 1980 typically have cavity walls, but the cavities were left empty. An uninsulated cavity wall has a U-value around 3 times worse than a properly insulated one. This single factor often accounts for a full band difference. Older or oversized boilers. A 15-year-old combi boiler is not as efficient as it looks. The SAP methodology uses the SEDBOOK database to rate specific boiler models, and older units, even though still functioning reliably, score worse than modern equivalents. Lack of controls. Many older properties have basic TRVs rather than a full programmer plus room thermostat arrangement. SAP rewards more sophisticated control systems. Solid floor construction. Many 1930s semis have solid concrete ground floors with no insulation below. Ground floor heat loss is often underestimated and is factored into the SAP calculation. What actually improves the rating? 1. Loft insulation to 270mm. If the loft is accessible and currently under-insulated, this is almost always the first measure. Cost is typically under £500 for a standard semi, disruption is minimal, and the SAP impact is 5 to 10 points, potentially a full band improvement on its own. 2. Cavity wall insulation. If the cavity is suitable, which most Bedfordshire and Cambridgeshire semis from this era are, provided the walls are in reasonable condition, filling it adds another 5 to 8 SAP points. A surveyor should assess suitability first, particularly for properties in exposed positions or with any existing damp. 3. Boiler replacement. If the existing boiler is more than 12 to 15 years old, replacing it with a modern A-rated condensing combi will improve the score. The exact improvement depends on the outgoing unit's efficiency rating, but gains of 3 to 6 points are typical. 4. Solar PV panels. A 3-4 kWp array on a south or southwest facing roof can push a mid-D property into band C. The SAP methodology credits the energy generated against the property's primary energy demand. The realistic cost of moving from D to C. For a typical three-bedroom semi currently rated D58, moving to band C, 69+, typically involves cavity wall insulation, £500 to £1,200, often partly or fully funded through ECO4 for eligible tenants. Loft insulation top-up, £300 to £600. Boiler replacement if required, £1,500 to £2,500. Total outlay in the range of £2,000 to £4,000 is realistic without grant assistance. ECO4 and the Great British Insulation Scheme have funded cavity wall and loft insulation for many properties across the region at no cost to the landlord, subject to the tenant's circumstances, worth investigating before spending your own money. A note on the 2030 deadline. The current minimum for rental properties is Band E. The proposed trajectory raises that to Band C by 2030. For a property currently at D58, that is achievable with a focused improvement program. For a property at E45, it requires more substantial work and the timeline matters. Need an EPC assessment? We provide EPC assessments across Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire, and Hertfordshire. Fast turnaround, accurate results.